Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, Trumped.
This primary election is over, but now the real work begins.
Political payback as Congresswoman Liz Cheney loses her primary election to the Trump-backed candidate, speaking out this morning in a Today exclusive.
I think the Republican Party today is in very bad shape, and I think that we have a tremendous amount of work to do. I think it could take several election cycles.
What the loss means for her and the Republican Party, and what's next. A full report straight ahead. Plus, back to school. From later start times.
I think it's way better. Just being able to like wake up a little later.
To teachers giving their all.
How much money are you spending out of your own pocket?
Oh gosh, in a given year it can be $1,500 to $2,300.
We've got a full hour dedicated to the start of school, what you should know, and how you can help just ahead. Today, Wednesday, August 17th, 2022.
What's up, New Orleans?
Celebrating 45 years of marriage from Craig's neck of the woods,
Columbia, South Carolina.
Shout out to our students.
At Burlington High School.
In Burlington, Wisconsin.
Visiting from St. Louis.
Because today's our anniversary.
Jones family vacation
from Gary, North Carolina.
To my mom
and my great-grandma,
who turns 103 today.
Happy birthday, Gigi!
Wow. Okay, I mean, that's even better than a Smucker's jar right there. That's awesome. Morning, everybody. Welcome back to Today. It is good to have you with us, smack dab, in the middle of the week, middle of August, too.
Yeah, halfway there.
Let's get to the news right here at 8 o'clock. A resounding defeat overnight for Republican Congressman Liz Cheney. The vocal Trump critic lost her primary to a candidate backed by the former president. And this morning, in our exclusive interview, Liz Cheney confirmed for the first time she is, in fact, thinking about a run for the White House herself. NBC senior Washington correspondent Hallie Jackson joins us with the latest. Hallie, good morning.
Savannah, it was a newsy interview. Good morning to you. And it is a blowout loss for Liz Cheney, who lost to Harriet Hageman by nearly 40 points. A big defeat. But Cheney is already looking beyond that state to the national stage for what's next and her pledge to stop Donald Trump, whatever it takes, in her concession speech. Cheney arguing the real work begins now and invoking Abraham Lincoln, pointing out he was defeated in congressional races before winning the most important election of all. Now, that to many sounded like a possible hint about Cheney's plans come 2024, which, of course, Savannah asked her about exclusively here on the Today Show earlier this morning.
Are you thinking about running for president?
That's a decision that I'm going to make in the coming months, Savannah. I'm not going to make any announcements here this morning, but it is something that I'm thinking about, and I'll make a decision in the coming months.
As far as Cheney's loss for former President Trump, it is political payback after Cheney, who's one of his biggest GOP critics, voted for his impeachment and is now helping to lead the January 6th committee investigation into the attack on the Capitol. Overnight, you saw Mr. Trump calling Cheney's defeat a referendum on that committee, suggesting she can now disappear, he says, into the depths of political oblivion. Cheney's team has already filed to create a political action committee today, and her primary was not the only one we'd been watching overnight. In another test of the former president's power on his party, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, also a Trump critic, hoping to hold on to her seat in Alaska. She was one of the projected winners advancing to the general election in November. And in that state's House special election, in which former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is running, we aren't going to know the results on that one for days. A lot of politics this morning, Savannah.
All right, Hallie, thank you very much.
A new report is raising more questions about the mysterious death of a pilot who fell from a plane last month as it was coming in from an emergency landing. In its preliminary findings, the NTSB says 23-year-old Charles Crooks, quote, became visibly upset, apologized, and then told his co-pilot that he felt sick before stepping out of that plane in midair. Crooks had apparently been flying the approach when the plane briefly touched down between skydiving runs, damaging the landing gear. the other pilot was able to land the plane near Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming up here, we all know Beyonce has been making history with her new album. Well, just ahead, we are going to tell you about something pretty remarkable that her sister Solange Knowles is pulling off.
Yeah, it's really cool. But first, should your child's school day get off to a later start? Erin McLaughlin taking a closer look. It's happening. It's a groundbreaking move happening in California. Tell us about it, Erin.
That's right, Savannah. We are looking at the growing crisis of sleep-deprived teens and the unprecedented step California is taking to combat this problem. And it starts right here at school. I'll have more on that after the break.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're back, coming up on 8:13, kicking off today's back-to-school supply drive. Kids are returning to classrooms nationwide, and the cost of supplies is soaring. And this morning, we want to help.
Yes, according to adoptaclassroom.org, teachers, get this, spent an average of $750 of their own money last year on classroom materials. That was the highest amount ever.
And here's what teachers are facing this year. The cost of pencils up 40% since 2020. A ream of paper rising nearly 60%.
And while some teachers do get a supply budget, 95% of those teachers say it's not enough to meet their students' needs. That is precisely why today we are teaming up with AdoptAClassroom.org, and Carson's going to explain how we can all help.
Yeah, guys, it's easy. AdoptAClassroom.org provides much-needed classroom materials to teachers and students nationwide. So for the next hour, you're going to see this QR code that you see there at the bottom of your screen. All you have to do is scan it. It's going to take you to our website where you can learn more about ways that you can help support AdoptAClassroom.org. You can also head directly to today.com. And here's a quick look at donations and what they can provide for students. And as you'll see, just a little bit of a donation can go a long way. So for $5, you get 35 pencils, 25 crayons, notebooks, glue sticks, and of course, larger donations means more supplies. Hoda?
Yeah, all important. All right, Carson, we got a lot more on that just ahead. But right now, let's just focus on another big back-to-school issue, and we are talking about sleep.
Yeah, that's because parents know how tough it can be to get tweens and teenagers to bed at a decent hour. And of course, studies show not getting enough rest can severely impact their bodies. Mm-hmm. And the brains as well.
Yeah, NBC's Erin McLaughlin has been looking into this. She joins us this morning from a high school in California. This is a state taking an unprecedented step this year to get kids more of that sleep they need. Hi, Erin. Morning.
Good morning, Savannah. That's right. California is now the first state in the nation to require most high schools and middle schools to delay their school start times. They're doing it right here at San Gabriel High. Experts say it's an important step to combating a growing health crisis of sleep-deprived teens.
It's the first week of school in San Bernardino, California. And 17-year-old Josiah Reyes gets to sleep in an extra hour, thanks to a new mandate in the Golden State, requiring most middle schools to start no earlier than 8 a.m. and high schools at 8:30, all to help students get more sleep.
I think it's way better. Just being able to, like, wake up a little later, getting, like, even, like, saving that hour, it really does make a difference. because I still go to bed around the same time.
Do you feel more rested?
I feel way more rested, yeah.
His school, Summit High, used to start at 7:30. Now with that extra hour, Josiah even has time to eat breakfast, giving him a needed boost in his AP classes.
Before they changed your school start time, like, I mean, problems thinking, problems functioning.
Yeah, it was like always like a routine at this point, falling like wanting to fall asleep in second period, because second period I was already like done, like I'm out.
He's not alone. Today, 70% of teens are sleep deprived. And while social media may poke fun at the problem, it's no joke. Studies link it to everything from lower grades to higher risks for obesity, depression, and suicidal thoughts.
This is a public health issue.
Advocate Lisa Lewis helped petition for later school start times in California. In her new book, The Sleep-Deprived Teen, she documents three decades of research showing how it helps teens.
When schools shift to later start times, attendance goes up, tardies and absences go down, grades go up. It boosts their emotional resiliency.
Though the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends teens get between 8 to 10 hours of sleep, changes in their circadian rhythms actually prevent them from becoming sleepy before 11 p.m.
They're not biologically able to. Even if you were to, you know, tell them they had to go to bed at 9, chances are they're just going to lay there and stare at the ceiling.
What do you say to critics that would say, well, if school starts later, kids are just going to stay up later?
The research shows that they do stay up slightly later, but they more than make up for it with the additional sleep that they're able to gain.
Summit High senior Amaris Zarate says sleeping later has helped her be more attentive, including in cheer practice and on her drive home. One study found when schools went to later start times, drowsy driving accidents among teens dropped by 70%.
Because, like, I have more sleep, I'm able to actually pay attention to what everyone else is doing around me.
You feel more alert.
Yes.
And safer.
Yes.
Her mom, Ashley, says it's even improved their relationship.
She's waking up a lot friendlier in the morning. She's not cranky. You know, I'm actually able to interact with her a lot more.
So why do schools start so early? Back in the 1950s, most started around 9 a.m. But in the 70s, budget cuts caused districts to consolidate bus routes and stagger the start times for elementary, middle, and high schools.
Oftentimes, they put the older kids in that earliest time slot, thinking, oh, well, teens should be best able to handle that. Well, now we know having a later start time is what is recommended for them.
Nationwide, New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts are also considering mandates for later school start times. These teens say the change is long overdue.
Could you use more sleep?
All the time. All the time I can use more sleep. But I think I'm getting enough sleep, which is good.
Erin, it's so interesting to see what the science is telling us about the teenage brain and whether they can even fall asleep if they wanted to. So if you're a parent and you want your kid to get more sleep, how can you help?
Well, there are some things you can do to help. First, make sure they're not overscheduled, either before or after school. Really limit those activities. Make sleep a priority. Remember, teenagers need anywhere from 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And then finally, this might be a tough one, have them put away all electronic devices at least an hour before bed. That includes cell phones and video games. Ooh. Guys.
Absolutely.
That's a good move. Yeah. That's a really good move.
It's really smart. You might end up having a big fight.
Yeah.
but at least
worth it.
It's worth it.
Erin, thank you.
All right. As promised, we're going to get more of our back-to-school supply drive just ahead. But Mr. Roker, how about a check of the weather?
Also, can turn your Wi-Fi off before they go to bed.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, looking at some strong storms firing up now. They're going to be coming through the lower Mississippi River Valley. That's where we've got a risk of some severe weather. Strong storms stretching from there down into the panhandle of Florida. Heavy rain again. That monsoonal moisture in the southwest, record highs in the Pacific Northwest. And that is your weather, and the best time of the morning starts.
Let's go.
You know what puts my kids to sleep?
What's that?
When I tell them stories about my childhood. I just start talking about me.
Yeah.
They're like,
Jackson.
Go to bed now, Dad. It's 8 o'clock. Good. All right, everybody, let's get the pop start. First off, Solange Knowles, the Grammy winner, making ballet history right here in New York City. Solange has been tapped to compose an original score for the New York City Ballet, making her the first black woman to ever land that job at the iconic production. Her music's going to be performed by the Ballet Orchestra. And a soloist from Solange is on ensemble at the Fall Fashion Gala in September before it heads to Lincoln Center on October 1st. The 36-year-old artist has come a long way since starting her career in music as a backup dancer for Big Sister Bay. And on social media, Solange wrote she is, quote, very excited about the project. That is so cool. Next up, Selena plus Chef. This week, Selena Gomez is back for season 4 of her HBO Max cooking show. It's a series that started out as a pandemic passion project for her back in 2020. The actress turned to amateur chef, whips up good recipes with the help of different celebrity chefs. You can catch the season premiere of Selena plus Chef this Thursday on HBO Max. Next up, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Yesterday, Netflix released a first look at the A-list actress in her latest spooky role, playing Morticia Adams for the streamer's upcoming series Wednesday, The New Family, portraying, of course, showing the portrait there, showing Catherine alongside her co-stars, Luis Guzman, who's playing her on-screen husband, Gomez, Isaac Ordonez, and Jenna Ortega as creepy kids, Pugsley and Wednesday. And if you're wondering whether the new series will live up to its beloved and bizarre predecessors, our answer, well, Tim Burton is executive producing and directing it. So it sounds like it's a match made in spooky heaven. We're thinking good things for the 8-episode series as it is set to stream this fall.
Still ahead this morning, we're going to be live in schools in Florida and Texas. We're about to launch it, a big, and we mean big, back-to-school supply drive.
Get ready to meet some inspiring teachers. We got cool pep rallies. Find out how you can help classrooms across the country. What applause, y'all. Good morning. Good morning. Good to see you.
What a crowd.
What a crowd. Happy birthday again.
And it's Gabby's birthday. All right, just ahead in this half hour, we're going to introduce you to some amazing teachers in our back-to-school supply drive.
Yeah, we are so excited about this. And first, we're going to take you to Florida. Kerry Sanders is there. He met a Tampa area teacher who does everything she can to cut her own personal budget. And why? Because she wants to have more money to help her students, students in need. Carrie's with her this morning, and the kids at Eisenhower Middle School. Oh, they're fired up, and we're really touched and inspired by their story.
So after Florida, we're going to take you to Austin, Texas. That is where we find Jacob Soboroff. Jacob is going to introduce us to an art teacher taking on several roles at Small Middle School. And when he leaves that campus, he heads to another job to help pay for art supplies. You're going to love the inspiring Mr. T and everything that he's doing for kids and his unmatched school spirit.
And we're going to keep it a little bit of a secret for now, but we do want to say and tease for you at home, we do have some big surprises in store for both of those teachers and their schools coming up.
Cool. That's so exciting. But first, ahead on the third hour of today, Star Wars actor John Boyega stopping by to talk about his dramatic new role in Breaking. It's based on a real-life bank heist, but the reason for the heist is something kind of incredible, and it's all a true story.
All right, guys, are you ready to feel the burn?
Yes. What
because
are we
tomorrow
doing?
Tomorrow on today.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Jazzercise.
No, we're not.
Yeah, Jazzercise. It's sweeping the nation, and it's coming to the plaza. It's sweeping the nation.
The we're going to show you how 1988.
It is a fitness craze. It has evolved from the 80s roots we all remember. We've got a group of Jazzercisers right here live. Chanel and I are lacing up our leg warmers.
Wow. Well, we have
we're
to point
our
out,
leotards.
You are a former Jazzercise instructor.
Aerobics. Okay. I never graduated to Jazzercise. That was like Harvard.
Oh, that was the level.
I was like at a lower level, but yes.
Okay. We'll see what you got tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Jazzercise.
I can't wait. Okay.
Can't wait to watch
all right. Start grapevining.
Oh, my
right
God.
Right now to practice.
Mr. Roker, you got a check of the weather?
I like to do easy listening size. That's just as
very that's a good one.
Chill.
Oh, okay.
Very chill.
It's kind of
rapper style.
Yeah. This is where you lay. Right here.
No sway.
Let's show you what's going on as far as your weather for the weekend. Summer beauty for the Northeast. Hot in the interior sections. Look for some flooding in the Southwest. Gulf Coast looking a little wet. On Saturday, got a few storms down through the Southeast and down around the Gulf. More heavy rain as you get in the Southwest, hot and dry in the Pacific Northwest. And then on Sunday, mild highs in the plains, hot and dry out west. Heavy rain down through the lower plains and look for some showers around the Great Lakes. That's your latest weather. You look like a happy tree.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bob Ross. Okay. That's a great impression.
All right, Al, thank you. Coming up next, we've got Kerry Sanders standing by with a remarkable teacher, really going the extra mile for her students down in Florida. Hi, Kerry.
Good morning. You know, absolutely. We all have one of those teachers, and we're going to meet Ms. Sue, who is one of those teachers that is very memorable. But she represents so many teachers, and maybe the achievement right now is also that we got everybody quiet here just for a moment. But coming up, you're going to see a pep rally with a lot of excitement as we continue on with this very important broadcast today, guys.
All right, Carrie, thank you. We're just getting started. That and more. Coming up. Oh, yeah. But first, this is Today on NBC.
We are back devoting our morning to today's back-to-school school supply drive, and we're also shedding light on the inspiring stories of dedicated teachers who only want the best for their students.
That's right, and to help with the soaring cost of supplies, we've teamed up with AdoptAClassroom.org. Carson, take it away.
Yeah, so if you're watching and are inspired and want to give, we're making it as easy as possible. All you have to do is scan our QR code. It's going to take you to our website and ways that you can help support AdoptAClassroom.org. You can also go directly to today.com, guys.
All right, Carson, we're going to do that now. Let's meet some of these incredible teachers and kids, and they could really use the support. Jacob Sobroff is standing by in Austin, Texas. We'll get to Jacob in a minute, but first, let's start with Carrie Sanders.
Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Let it out. Okay, we got this.
The eighth graders at Eisenhower Middle School are ready to take on American literature.
A marker, a pencil, and a pen, and you get to pick your choice.
Their teacher, Ms. Paige Suhey, is determined to make it their best year yet. That means getting kids the school supplies they need for her reading and writing classes.
It makes me feel like I'm ready and prepared for school.
There's also some fun incentives.
Some teachers, they don't give us like the binders and stuff.
Or ice cream?
Yeah, or the popsicles to motivate us to like do better.
And does it work?
Yeah.
How much money are you spending out of your own pocket?
Oh gosh, in a given year it can be $1,500 to $2,300.
Ms. Suhey is not alone. According to AdoptAClassroom.org, teachers across the country are spending as much as $750 of their own money on school supplies. Classroom costs have soared this year due to inflation. Pencils, for instance, are up 40%. And so Ms. Suhey has taken in a roommate to cut costs.
I'm in my 40s, so I already lived the dorm room kind of college life with roommates, so I never thought I had to revisit this.
Despite these financial hurdles, Ms. Suhey always finds the money to put her students first. She uses therapy animals in her classroom and runs a garden club all on her own dime. In order to save, she scrounges.
You have these pencils here. Mm-hmm. What if you're out? What do you do?
I go to the courtyard.
The courtyard?
Somehow the kids seem to accidentally drop their pencils. I will go out there and try to beat other teachers for pencils. It's like the running of the bulls out there.
Many teachers across the country face challenges this school year, some opting not to return. But Ms. Suhey says this is her passion.
We are here to support you. We are here to help you with your skills.
Helping kids learn, determined to make a difference.
Seeing the smiles on the kids' faces, seeing kids 5, 10, 15 years later, and they remember you as their teacher in their classroom. So that's why you do it.
Every kid remembers one teacher. I get the sense that you are that one teacher.
I hope so. They remember me in one way or another.
And I'm curious, Ms. Suhey, 21 years now of teaching. What is it that keeps you going?
Clearly, it's the kids here. They're our next generation. Us teachers, we're here for you. We love you, and we know you will reach your dreams.
Okay, well, wonderful. You know, your story and the story of many teachers is inspiring, and we shared your story with the folks from Pepsi, and so we're going to show you something, but first we need to do a little bit of a surprise here, so let's get a drum roll. Okay, and then we see a parting of the waters here, and as we told Pepsi Stronger Together about, well, there's so much noise in here, I hope you can hear me. We told Pepsi Stronger Together about Ms. Suhey's story, and they wanted to get
see if they can help out the staff, not only Ms. Sue, but the entire school here. Look at the little hugging going on there. And what they've done is they've got a bunch of supplies here. So this is $10,000. Oh, look at you're crying. This is $10,000 supply for the whole school from Pepsi Stronger Together here. And things like rulers, crayons. Come over here because there's something else I wanted to show you a little bit further down here. We heard that you needed a laminating machine because the one here has been broken. Oh, look, you're laughing because you know it. And here's a couple laminating machines here. Just give me your sense of what this means to you and to the school.
Wow, this is all for the kids. This is awesome. This is all for them, so thank you. This right here just starts the year off how we need it and a fresh start. Thank you.
Well, we're going to go over here as you're looking at some of the stuff, and we'll see the kids coming through here, and they're getting some colored pencils, some scissors. They're loading up their bags, and pretty good morning.
Oh, you're
good. There we go. Some excitement. So, guys, you know, this is a really important moment, and it's something that I think people can stop and realize that, you know, despite everything, the economy is rough right now, and being able to help students, especially as they start the school year, is really significant because, as you've said before, this is the next generation. This is our future.
This is our next generation, and we have to value and love them.
Can we say thank you for everything you do and for all the teachers like you? Just remarkable. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at that. Guys, I think her smile and her little bit of tears there kind of tell the story.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's awesome. You know, we've all had a Miss Sue Hay in our lives.
Yes, we
remember
have.
Her. Yes, we and have. You know, I love, she like, all of her emotions coming out, and this is for her kids getting supplies.
Yes.
Like, that's what's filling her up.
There are thousands of teachers like that all across the country.
And don't forget, guys, you can make a difference for teachers just like her and their students. All you have to do, again, is just scan that QR code and give a little bit for those supplies.
Yeah, a little bit goes a long way, as Carson showed us earlier. Yep.
We're not done, folks. We are not done. Up next, our fun morning of school surprises rolls on. Jacob Soboroff is in Texas with...
Which one's Jacob?
I can't tell. You guys, I could not be more excited to introduce you, not to the purple cougar head, but the man under it. Take it off, Mr. T. This is Fred Tabaras. He is a legend here in Austin, Texas. He's an art teacher. He's got 12 classes, 400 students. The man is going above and beyond the call of duty every single day like teachers all across this country. We're going to tell you more and how to get involved, and that's coming up, you guys. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
We already love Mr. Fred. Yeah. This is going to be a good one. Looking forward to it. Jacob, thank you.
Very love you.
First, though, this is Today on NBC.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
#8:46, our back-to-school supply drive rolls on. If you want to learn ways you can help, don't forget that QR code is right there at the bottom of the screen.
Let us bring in NBC's Jacob Soboroff, who's at Small Middle School in Austin, Texas, with a teacher, Mr. T, who's going all out to support his school and his students. Hey, Jake, good morning.
Morning, Hoda. He is an absolute legend, and this is Mr. T in a nutshell. This is a sketchbook. It looks like something you might pick up at the local store, but the reality is it is not just a creative way for kids to make their own in Mr. T's class, but it's a way when teachers are struggling all across the country to save money as teachers are thinking outside the box all over this nation.
Most of the stuff is old, but we make it work.
This is Mr. Fred Tabaras' supply room.
A stick of glue looks like it's almost out.
Yep.
He's been an art teacher here for 15 years. The kids call him Mr. T. With 12 classes and nearly 400 students a year, Mr. T has to work with what he's got. Something his colleagues understand too. Austin, Texas is one of the least affordable cities in the country. Nearly a third of all students at small middle school are economically disadvantaged.
How much are you spending out of pocket on your students?
It wouldn't be strange for me to run to the local big box store and like buy off the shelves.
Out of your own pocket?
Out of my own pocket.
And so at the end of the year, you're spending at least several hundred dollars.
At least. But what do you do? I want my students to be able to go home and say, I made this.
Why don't you ask the parents to sort of pony up that money?
Before the pandemic, it wouldn't be out of the question for us to ask for $5.
But the pandemic changed things.
We didn't want to assume that a student was living at home with a parent, with two parents that had a job apiece.
To help afford the extra supplies, Mr. T works part-time as a restaurant dishwasher. And he's not the only one at the school with a second job.
It helps me be financially secure that I don't have to worry about if I need to buy a box of permanent markers in a pinch. There have been times where I've taken kids to art contests and I want to buy them breakfast because some of those kids might not have access to those things.
But it's not just money Mr. T puts into his students. It's the time, too. Like that time he fed a goat vegetables with his mouth to fundraise for the entire school.
Click on the link below and support Clarksville Middle School.
You're a football coach. You're a DJ at dances. You're basically school spirit personified. How did you become that?
I think when you're a teacher, you try to step up in roles that need to be filled. Instead of paying $400 for a DJ, I could give up 3 or 4 hours of my night and do that.
It's not uncommon to see Mr. T on campus well after school hours. And while some teachers across the country are facing burnout or even opting out, Mr. T says this is his passion, and he does it for the love of his students.
These are your kids, and these are our kids too. This is that village that everyone talks about that it takes to raise your kid.
So, you guys, let me just talk to Mr. T for a second. Mr. T, you are a legend, and we are so inspired by you, and you work so hard here, and I can see it in your eyes. You have 3 classes today alone, starting at 8:15. You're going to be teaching these kids. I know what drives you. In part, it's your girlfriend, Danielle, who's also a teacher, and you talk to me about her and about how she pushes you and how you push each other. What's the message you have for her and for teachers all across the country this morning who are watching you, who are also struggling in similar times?
Well, if they're in the classroom right now, they already know what I would tell them is keep going. And we do. It's one of those things that it's built into us. And if we don't pick it up on our first day on the profession, it's one of those that we pick up from our peers. So keep going. We're doing great, and we're going to get better.
Listen to this, man. And listen, there's no way to say thank you. Thank you. There's no chance it's enough. But come with me. I want to show you something, Mr. T. I know it's early here. I know school hasn't started. Oh, wait a minute. What are these guys doing, Mr. T? Keep coming. This is just the beginning. How you guys doing? Wait a minute. Look at these guys, Mr. T. The goats. Which one is the one you fed? It's for you, man. Take a look at this. These are our friends from PepsiCo and the foundation. They were so excited by you, so inspired by you. Listen up, everybody. They heard about the long list of jobs that Mr. T has, whether it's the dishwasher, the goat feeder with his own mouth, dressing up for fundraisers, getting in the dunk tank, all of that stuff. They want to help you continue your mission specifically by giving $10,000 worth of school supplies to here at Small Middle School. Because of you, Mr. T. Give it up for Mr. T. Thank you. It is not often that you meet a man like you that inspires so many people. Take a look at some of this stuff. We got glue sticks. We got markers. All the stuff you and I talked about inside that supply room. And we know kids get hungry. They like snacks from time to time. Anything you want to say to all the people across the country that are watching you right now?
Thank y'all. Thank you. For my fellow colleagues across the country, keep doing what we're doing. They need us here, and we'll keep plugging away.
We're proud of you, man. You guys, this is a true hero. I'll send it back to you.
Mr. T.
President.
Jacob, tell Mr. T how much we love him, please.
That was awesome. That was great.
We're actually going to check in with Jacob and Mr. T.
Cool.
Coming up on the third hour.
Because I can watch Mr. T all day. Yeah. I'm like here for it. I like the sign, Mr. T for president. Yeah.
That's the first thing that get cut in school.
Yeah.
So it's art. Yeah. He is the GOAT, literally and figuratively. All right. So remember, it's easy. If you'd like to support teachers just like Mr. T, you can scan the QR code or head to today.com. So please do that. We encourage you to do so. Thank you to Jacob. We're back in a moment. But first, this is Today on NBC.
This is great.
Thanks,
we're
grateful for you. Thank you.
Well, a couple of great stories there on the teachers in those schools. There's certainly plenty of other hardworking teachers out there that need your help.
We'll put the QR code up, or you can go on our website. If $5... counts for a lot.
$10, anything you can give us.
There you go.
All right, we got a lot more on the third and fourth hours, including, guys, Kathy Lee Gifford is back today.
That's right. And by the way, hold up those magazines you got. Oh, look who's on the cover. Oh my gosh.
On newsstands Friday, People Mag. Three beautiful cover girls.
All right, see you guys.
What did this happen?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.